This week marks a year since the telco giant Huawei was banned from the rollout of the 5G network in Australia. Now, in a fresh blow, the United States has specifically added Huawei Australia to its list of entities that American companies are banned from doing business with. John Lord is the chairman of Huawei Australia. He served in the Royal Australian Navy for 36 years, retiring with the rank of Rear Admiral, and he joined me earlier. John Lord, welcome to AM.
Thank you, Sabah.
What will the US ban mean for the Australian arm of Huawei?
We're still investigating this, Sabah, but at the moment we don't see any great impact on Huawei. It's not just Australia. There was quite a few entities there that the US included in it. Most of our supplies come from the headquarters of the company or from other company outlets outside of the United States. And all of our projects and that we have running at the moment, we have previously, as this trade dispute has gone on, looked at our supply lines and made sure that we've mitigated most risks.
Was it a surprise? Why do you think that Huawei Australia was named by the US?
Well, you have to ask the US government exactly why. Was it a surprise? Well, it was a surprise that we were actually included. Yes, I suppose so. But then probably not a surprise because the US has been lobbying many countries around the world not to use Huawei. And I guess they've been singularly successful. Australia's the only one that's totally banned Huawei in 5G. But then to pick up the rest of the Huawei entities and add them in without any allegation of doing anything wrong, I think just shows that this is really about the trade dispute between China and the US and not a matter of security, as they were saying last year.
So you think this is more about economics, not about national security?
Almost certainly, Sabri. If you go back to last year, it was Huawei. It was Huawei was so far ahead in 5G, and the US were caught out by that, and therefore started to ask countries not to use Huawei to slow us down. But now you've got all these bans coming on, and who knows what's going to happen next? They change weekly from the US. What happens? It's all to do with the China-US trade dispute. And in fact, there has been mentions that Huawei could be part of a resolution of that dispute. So all we can do is sit back and watch. This is international politics at play.
It's a year this week since Huawei was banned from the 5G rollout in Australia. Top Huawei executives have recently visited Australia to try and lobby the government. Have they had any luck?
When you say top Huawei executives visited to lobby the government, that's not true at all. In fact, the only person that's visited the government since I was informed that we were not going to be part of 5G is me. Now, we have had an executive or two out for special conferences. One was an innovation conference, but there's been no lobbying of the federal government.
Right. Realistically, can you see any chance of that ban being overturned?
Not in the short term, Sabra. I think the government's been very clear. It's been repeated by several ministers. We still await actually written confirmation and reasons. But we don't hold out hope that the ban will be lifted in the near term. So we're focusing on our other business, our enterprise business and our consumer businesses.
Huawei says that there is no way the information would be passed on to the Chinese government. Can you give an ironclad guarantee on that?
Yes, I certainly can. I mean, what people are missing in this is, Huawei could be influenced by the Chinese government. Well, we have a couple of legal opinions, one from London, one from New York, and one from Australia. It says that we're not covered by this. But more importantly, you can test our equipment and our software. Now, testing is not 100% complete, but it's a great risk mitigator used by UK, Europe and Canada at present. And then you can make sure that you've only got qualified Australian staff maintaining the gear. And the third part is Huawei does not deal in data. Huawei is a vendor and provides the equipment. The telcos, the Telstras, VHAs, Optuses carry the data.
But so, how do you get around Chinese law that says all Chinese companies have to cooperate with the government, including, presumably, intelligence agencies?
Well, yes, that's what it says actually in China. But what we're saying is in Australia, no, we don't. We obey the laws of the country and in every other country we're in. And the laws of Australia don't allow that. And the Chinese law does not apply to Huawei Australia.
Arguing that if China taps you and says, hello, we want this information, you're obliged to do it?
Well, but what someone's got to explain to me, that's what the Chinese government just did in China. How did we Australian employees, 700 of us, do something against Australia's national interest in Australia?
But I'm arguing about that central point. This is Chinese law. You're not immune from it.
Well, we are immune. We have two legal opinions that says it does not apply to us. It definitely does not apply to us outside of China. And as I've said to you, we can put our equipment in. It's operated by telcos who are in Australia, maintained by Australians. And therefore, you know, there is no way in the world any information in Australia will be handed over to any other government, and in any country will be handed over to a foreign government.
What did you make of Liberal MP Andrew Hastie's comments about China?
Mr. Hastie has a right, I guess, to a personal opinion. I appeared before the Joint Committee of Intelligence Security several years ago and gave our evidence, and I hoped that those politicians asking the questions and listening had a reasonably open mind to the information being fed back. I hope when he puts his hat on as chairman of that committee, he sits there with that same open mind. I thought Jeff Ravey wrote a more balanced response the other day, calling, you know, not for these statements of bias or that, but let's have a national discussion where we mix security with trade, with our economy, and let's get a proper national position on this. And I think that's probably a good suggestion.
John Lord, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Albert.
And that's John Lord, the chairman of Huawei Australia.